brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us coming up here after this quick break. We've only got a little 5-minute segment here. I want to take a few calls with Patrick Henningsen. We'll try to take calls as well when Sean Stone is on with us, recently back from Iran, TV host, filmmaker, Sean Stone coming up. Perry in Texas, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Patrick Henningsen. Go ahead.
Alex, this is actually for you. Alex, we need a nonviolent million man or a million patriot march with rifles to D.C. to make a citizen's arrest to whoever have committed crimes against our Constitution and against us. We need to arrest Congress, FDA, Monsanto, Merck, the EPA, and arrest of them. And we need to take our country back right now.
Well, I hear that, and I've seen that for years. And the problem is that would be called an insurrection. The public doesn't know that a foreign banks have taken over Washington, so they would say that it was an insurrection, would use the military against us. I would rather, but I understand, you know, that gut instinct to do that. I would rather educate the states to the level, have grand juries start indicting people, have the Congress indict Obama for launching the Libya war without congressional authorization, and it's now been introduced. I mean, it's a high crime misdemeanor, and it's like, no, don't do it if he does it again. Do it now. Well, there's ways to do this. He who shoots first loses, and I know what happened at Lexington and Concord. The feds of that day, the Redcoats, came to confiscate the guns, and the people said, no, you're not. Nobody knows who shot first. Shot heard around the world. If people are looking for a war, it's probably going to start. I don't want one to. Okay, I'd rather fix this peacefully. And we're very close. Every day we keep it from a shooting war, the police and military are waking up. But God bless you. Let's get Patrick Henningsen's take on that big question you just raised.
The thing about the United States is this country's got a great history of people being able to make decisions for themselves, be responsible for themselves, take care of their own families, states being able to take care of their own rights. The big battleground in this country is the battle between states and the federal government. That to me is where the real...
Two states have now passed laws nullifying NDAA and saying arrest the feds if they try to put a bag over citizens' heads.
And I think my instinct is that is really what's under the surface in Arizona.
Yeah, let the evil keep playing out. It's waking everybody up.
Sheriff Joe's thing in Arizona is really, but behind the Obama birth certificate, is the federal issue, the federal agencies coming in and dictating how you're going to do border control, dictating how you're going to deal with your own immigration problems. And versus the state being able to handle their own affairs.
That's right. You've got to defend yourself. That defense is always good. Hate to copy a Star Wars thing, but you know, knowledge and defense never for attack. And because the position of power is from defense, true defense. That's why they call it Defense Department. It's really War Department. But that's the bottom line: is that we've got to be in that position to defend the innocents, to have courage, but the globalists are destroying themselves.
You know, you have to defend yourself from a position of righteousness, and you always have to have a moral backbone, or you have to have a moral basis to do this. We have this in the United States. You have to defer to the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's there. Our founding fathers gave it to us. Fantastic document. Genius, okay? That is your moral backstop in this country. Do not be afraid.
Yeah, those that attack first and then attack innocents, no amount of propaganda or technology is going to prop them up. This evil will fall. We need to be there putting out the opposite the truth so people have an alternative.
You know, Alex, before I came doing this journalistic work, I worked in the corporate world, okay? I was scared to death when I put my first stories up online, you can imagine, or when your first time you're on TV, scared that, oh, my God, what's going to happen to me now? I just said something really outrageous. But, you know, people got to realize everybody out there has got a certain amount of power to influence their families, their friends, and so forth.
That's right.
You can't be afraid to put...
Well, you're going to make enemies, but you're also going to make friends.
It's empowering.
You've got to say who you are, wear your colors, so you can join with those that... who are like-minded. And so the enemy knows your flag. God bless you. I want to get you back in for an hour this week to talk about all that. Patrick Henningsen writes for InfoWars.com and just shot this great video report we're going to be posting the next hour or two. Darren McBreen's going to add some documents to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Amazing. All right, Sean Stone, straight ahead.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Wall Street film yet. It's been, I don't know, a year or two. And I watched a big part of it yesterday and then the rest of it today while I was on the treadmill jogging. And an excellent film produced by Oliver Stone. And I did notice a little cameo in there with the one and the only Sean Stone. But I do want to bring up that film a little bit. You know, I've had him on the show before and never raised stuff about his dad. But I just wanted to get his take on that film and ask what his favorite film of all time is. But he's here to talk about very, very serious issues. He's Sean Stone, and he is a documentary filmmaker, TV producer, TV host of, prolific work. And he is one of the big reporters on the third season of Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura and Tyrell Ventura coming out very, very soon. I talked to Tyrell last week. And they're not quite sure on the date yet, but we should have that for you soon. But I wanted to get him on. You know, I, for whatever reason, I didn't get him on when he first made his big announcement a few weeks ago. And he's been on O'Reilly, CNN, basically everything. But now in the aftermath, we'll get him on. He went and converted to, I guess, Shiite Islam in Iran. And when I was out in Las Vegas, we were looking at some rocket bases and other things out there for an investigation we were doing. He showed me his sword of, Ali around his neck. And he said, you know, I'm thinking about converting. And we really didn't talk much about it. But he said, no, I'm serious. But the way he's described it is, and that's what the Bible says, it all comes out of Abraham, Judaism, and then, of course, Christianity, and then Islam, and most major sects of Islam understand that and know that. So I think for his statement, maybe I'm putting words in his mouth, but what I've gotten from what he said is that he's basically just pointing out that it's, at least in its roots, all goes back to the same God, and let's stop killing each other. Like Rodney King, can't we all just get along? Maybe I'm wrong. Am I putting words in Sean Stone's mouth? We could find out right now because he joins us. Sean, great to have you on.
Hey, Alex, thank you. Good to be back and to talk to you again.
Well, I just, said a whole bunch of stuff. What's your take on what I said, and why did you go to Iran and convert to Shia Islam?
Well, I didn't go to Iran just to convert, and nor have I. I would never say that I converted. I've always said that I accepted Islam, and as you said, I believe.
Oh, accepted it. Sure, sure.
Exactly, Islam, because all that it means to accept Islam is to accept that Muhammad is a prophet of God, the same lineage going back to Abraham, Moses, and Christ. So, Islam itself is, very similar to Judaism. The Sharia law is based on Mosaic law. Their respect for Christ is tremendous. They believe that there will be a last judgment and Christ will return to earth as part of the second coming. And they believe, that they are part of this process. So it's not that, in truth, the spirit of Islam is not contradictory at all. And they are very respectful of the people of the book. I think that ultimately in spirit, all of us, all people of the book are opposed to paganism, to the idea of God creation or cults, atheism and Satanism. I think those are actually the real enemies of the religions. And anyone who says otherwise, for example, within the religions, there are Satanists. Within the Catholic Church, there are Satanists. Within Islam, there are Satanists who worship the ego, who incite people to violence against other people, worshippers of God, who don't understand the ultimate message, which is that we need to devote ourselves to one God as opposed to these cults that are created largely by the financial sector. If you think about it, going back to Babylon, when the priestcraft would basically deploy god cults around the empire. So you get Apollo, the cult of Apollo, the cult of Mithras, the cult of Isis, right? And as you saw with the Bohemian Grove, that's what they do. They deploy these different cults, and you do blood sacrifice or money sacrifice, debt sacrifice, ultimately, to that god. So the Federal Reserve, for example, is a temple. That's why the Federal Reserve.
No, they admit that they build these government buildings as temples. I want to get into this with you because I know that we were in Las Vegas and walked around and investigated that. But you're absolutely right. The occult means hidden, and it's the science of manipulating people and hidden knowledge. Whereas, the great three big faiths are all about everything being in the open. And so it's all about being hidden or being out in the open. And you're right. The Satanists and the Luciferians, they're all deceivers. They're all about operating in secret and using deception. Very well said. In fact, please elaborate. Let's get into your research on the Illuminati that you were trying to get into.
Well, just simply to put that this is old. This goes back to ancient Babylon when you're basically, the whole concept of the pound of flesh that's owed in debt, right? In the Merchant of Venice, Shakespeare points this out, that you either owe me the money, or if you don't pay the money, you owe me a pound of flesh. And that's essentially what these temples are designed to do. That's why the temples would always put the image of God on the coin, the currency. So the idea is that you're basically creating a fake God. You can't, and that's why Islam talks about the fact that you can't, the reason you can't put Muhammad's face or God's face on coin is because they don't want you to worship an image of God. There should, it goes back to Moses.
Idols.
Smashing the idols. So what we've created, though, in the West is a very satanic culture of idol worship, because it's about your energy and your money going to these people. You create, an idol out of Madonna and Britney Spears and Michael Jackson, whoever it may be, these cults of worship. And that's the old Dionysian cult, right, where you go and you basically have orgies around these rock concerts or in these clubs, guided by the music of the cult master. And as I've studied, and there's a lot of Illuminati influence involved in actually the creation of this music. Magical words, for example, witchcraft words of witchcraft. You can glimpse it in, for example, Led Zeppelin's work, where Page and those guys were, basically devotees of Aleister Crowley. And Aleister Crowley is the premier black magician of the 20th century. And the Illuminati still actually, I hear, actually conjure Crowley because he's a demon apparently on some other dimension. So they try to invoke him in their rituals. But the point is, it's about It's about energy. Where does your energy go? And so for the pure spirit of Islam, just like the pure spirit of Christianity, the pure spirit of Judaism, the idea is your energy is supposed to go to the one God, the Creator, and you are made in His likeness, and we are all made in the likeness of God, so we should respect each other as being made in the image of God, thus representatives of God. But if we then ultimately, if we then go towards worshiping people, idols, and serving them through our monetary system, paying homage through our money, our energy is going to that. We become materialistic, hedonistic, and ego worshipers.
And they are truly false gods.
Where is the resistance? Against?
Okay, his Skype just cut out. Let's reconnect with him right now. Thank you. Skype is an incredible thing, better audio, video, for another dimension of information here, but it still is not perfect. That's why we couldn't use it 3-4 years ago. It was way too sketchy then. Now it's getting really, really good. But I was going to get into false gods with him. And see, people think false gods, that's the stuff in the Bible. It's mind control. They learned how to manipulate people through images, and then people can attach a message to their false god, Madonna, Angelina Jolie, Arnold Schwarzenegger, whatever it is, and then people will basically go along with that because of the image of the idol. But really, it's just a narcissistic star who is just reading off a script or a teleprompter. That's why I point out my radio show, my TV show, teleprompter free. I mean, sometimes I have a TV screen where I can see the video of who I'm interviewing, or when they bring up a new article, I can know that, okay, we're covering that article. But you know what my words are versus when I say, let's read from this article. Because what you're hearing is what I've researched, what I stand for, what I believe in. You're absolutely right. And Sean, people say, well, this is old mumbo jumbo. We're the 21st century. Atheists say, I don't want to hear about God. I don't believe in it. The point is, the elites do. And they're using it as a science of control. Maybe it is just an archetypal, you could say to the atheist, I don't agree with this, system of primitive programming of the brain. The point is, it works. It works. It's real. It's 1,000 heroes, 1,000 devils, 1,000 good guys, 1,000 bad guys. It's the hero of 1,000 faces. It is Jungian psychology, whatever you want to call it. The elites are obsessed with it. I've more of the elite than I do. They're really into the occult. I mean, I know you can't get all the way into it, but have you ever run into the Illuminati, Sean?
I'm very close to some people who have and who are involved in some level. And this is a long exploration. Frankly, it's going to take some time to elaborate. But there are, basically, the Eyes Wide Shut sex parties are real. These things take place. They do have these crystal skull type of things that they, like in the Indiana Jones film, they have the crystal skull. They have these type of skulls they set up at the parties, and they feed the energy into those skulls. There's a tremendous amount of stuff I'm actually working on in Iran, studying what's called the jinn, because that's in Islam they call them the jinn, in the West we call them genies, right? The point is, in Quran they say the jinn were created by God in the beginning when He created angels, humans, and jinn. And in the old days, they say the jinn and the humans and angels were more interactive before the last fall, before the last flood, from Noah's flood. And after that, the jinn apparently entered a different dimension. And from here, there are positive jinn and negative jinn. There are positive jinn who actually worship God, and there are negative jinn who worship
Well, that's
Satan.
Like the Nephilim in the Old Testament in Genesis and Ezekiel.
Similar, exactly, the fallen angels concept. The point is, the jinn are very interesting for Freemasons, because the jinn were involved in constructing Solomon's temple. King Solomon was able to command them. He had a ring of power, which is a five-sided pentagram, which is why the pentagram symbol is key for most satanic or black magic ceremonies. You can then conjure jinn. But Solomon used them for wisdom and to command them, and basically use them to build the temple and to honor God, as opposed to what many of the Illuminati.
And now you're giving out the big Mason secrets that higher-level Masons are taught. Whether it's real or not, this is what 33rd-degree Masons, 32-degree Masons are taught.
Yeah, and it's known outside of Masonic circles. But the point is that the idea of the Illuminati, and this is known in the West, in the East as well, in Iran, in China, people I've talked to from the mystical sects, from the Sufis and other mystical sects, know about these things, that you can make, that first of all, there's six dimensions of perception, which is why the Star of David, which is actually not David's star, precedes it, it goes back to Babylon. It's very important because it shows six sides.
Yeah, it's the key seal. In fact, it's the seal on the ring and to command the creatures. Whether it's real or not, we'll stay there. We're going to come back and talk with you on the other side. It was Solomon's Key, right? And we're going to come back and discuss all this and your recognition of Islam.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, Sean Stone, director, TV host, been over 100 films, is our guest. And in the next few months, they should be launching. They don't have the air dates yet, the new show, Conspiracy Theory. the third season with Jesse Ventura. Now, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. You were getting into Solomon's Temple when the break interrupted you. Please continue.
Yeah, so what I meant to say was that with the Star of David, the six-sided, as opposed to Solomon's, which is five. Well, the different this five-sided star is used for commanding jinn. And so when you go to the east in Iran, for example, I've been talking to jinn masters, and they describe how what happens is you basically conjure a jinn and you make deals with them. And that's the essence of the black magic Illuminati rituals that we've uncovered or that we're aware of. And so they basically make these deals with these, which you could call demon, fallen angel types. And they have to make sacrifice. So the point is that in order to, let's say, have the power that they enjoy to, let's say, you know, have control over music industry, finance, you know, if they want to control the Middle East, they have to then make a deal and some kind of sacrifice in exchange, a blood sacrifice. That's where the sacrifice of children comes in, the sacrifice of soldiers and war. And what's interesting about the jinn is that they always respond to symbols, signs and symbols. So, the, for example, the pyramid, the triangle shape of the pyramid is one. The five-sided star, the six-sided star, each one has a different meaning for them. But they didn't congregate around those signs, which is why you find that most of the major corporate symbols have some so-called Illuminati symbol incorporated into it, right? And that then gives an energy by which the jinn, whenever you wear that symbol, let's say on your clothes, you're giving energy to that power, over you.
And again, if you're a new listener and you're like, this sounds crazy, whether it's real or not, the elite really do believe in this. I mean, that's come out so many times. When I was in Bohemian Grove, they were taking it all deadly serious. Why do you think most of the globalists are so obsessed with the pyramid? Because, you know, they use lots of other symbols, but they love that pyramid.
They do. They love the pyramid. In fact, you see this Kony 2012 campaign that's being run?
It's an upside-down pyramid, which...
It's an upside-down pyramid. And it's like the inversion of the Obama campaign. We are hope, we are change. And they put the same, like, they put Kony as his picture, just like they put Obama's pictured 4 years ago.
I noticed that they even used that same Soviet style colors, but then put him by Hitler. Exactly. It's like Obama and the UN are good, and Kony is bad. And what's your view on that and Angelina Jolie? Because I found she's at the heart of all these wars.
Yeah, well, I mean, I won't comment on her specifically. What I'll say is the United Nations is a giant occult location and base. I've heard from multiple people about rituals taking place underground, including a guy in Iran who just went to school at Columbia, and he saw a spiritist seance taking place in one of the rooms he was invited to 30 years ago in, like, 79.
No, they admittedly have weird religious rooms that they keep locked up that dignitaries go into.
Yeah, in fact, isn't there the black Kaaba, the Kaaba stone? See, in Islam, the Kaaba stone is very sacred in Mecca, and they because the black stone of the Kaaba, they say, fell to earth from heaven, and frankly, it resembles a little bit the 2001 obelisk that Kubrick intimated was involved in the creation of consciousness on Earth.
Yes.
Because when that black stone falls to Earth, that launches the step from animal to man, right? Because consciousness is now basically consciousness is this which we cannot describe. What is it that makes consciousness? You know, why is it the human consciousness is a different level than that of an animal?
You were getting into the six senses.
The sixth sense, right beyond the five. The spirit being the fifth, but what is the sixth, right? So the point is that when it comes to that black stone at the Kaaba, this is a sacred stone, but they have a similar imitation of it, I believe, in the United Nations, you know. So there's so much...
Well, the Queen of England believes she's sworn in on the a holy stone that they drug back. That's the stone that they almost sacrificed. Abraham almost sacrificed his son on. That's admitted, that and that they really think they're Merovingians. That's actually mainline.
Yeah, in fact, doesn't she sit on top of a stone like that?
Yeah, she's sworn in. She's coronated on it.
Right, under her throne. But I was also told by the jinn masters that she commands the jinn through the stones in her crown, because the crown actually is like an antenna. And the stones, the stones that that are put into her crown, those are basically, jinn basically congregate, like I said, around certain signs, symbols, stones, because it has to do with energetics.
That goes back to the lore of the dragon wants a big pile of gold and silver, because the more diamonds and gold they have, the bigger the resonance.
Yeah, well, the whole goal this year is to get into Ben Fulford and David Wilcox and what they've been investigating regarding this fraudulent transactions of gold. The fact that the Chinese are owed tremendous billions of dollars of gold, if not more, they're trying to reclaim it. And every time they do, the U.S. IRS and whatnot basically alleges that those are fraudulent notes that they're holding. So they won't actually return the gold or pay the debt that's owed. So there's actually huge lawsuits that are taking place. Have you heard about this from Fulford and company?
All right, we're going to be right back. We'll get more into that. And again, folks, whether you believe in this or not, the elite are obsessed with it. So they're running the world according to these occult systems.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum and chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Look, just as an anthropologist, just as a sociologist, this is somebody who looks at civilization and current and past cultures. Humans are obsessed with the occult, and every elite that ends up getting in power in every culture builds pyramids and chops their children's hearts out and drinks their blood. The Druids, the Aztecs, the Romans did rituals, but it's the Greeks did human sacrifice. But it's like a footnote. Every culture has done it until you see the worship of the one God. And even if you're an atheist or whatever, I mean, do atheists send me emails when I talk about pygmies being animists and worshiping plants and animals and say, I don't believe in God. Don't tell me about pygmies' beliefs. The point is, the pygmies are worshiping plants and animals if you look at it from an anthropology or sociology or archaeology angle. And the globalists, the people that have got 400-plus reactors, 90% of them leaking, that are genetically engineering everything, thinking they're God, they are out of their minds power trips. They believe they're establishing world government. They're setting it up. They're in control, and they're crazy, but they are in control. What do you make, Sean, of the fact, or maybe you disagree, that the globalists are endangering the planet while lecturing us that they want to kill everybody to save it? I mean, what do you make of where they're taking us? And who do the elite from your research into the Illuminati, where do they think this is all going?
You know, I think we've hit this 2012 pretty hard, and it's a fascinating time. From the point of view of consciousness, there's a new awareness, I think, on the scale of global consciousness from people. The fact that we can communicate across the world through cell phones and internet from everywhere from Africa to America. They're trying to guide this to destroy nation states. And actually, that's why when I came back, I took the stand, you know, on Iran, saying leave them alone. They have the right to nuclear power, including weaponry if need be. But the point is that they are a sovereign nation. The agenda that we've known for over 100 years of the high level masons and especially the British elite, the British monarchy, has been to continue the empire through informal means, right? They couldn't continue the empire through manpower. They don't have enough British troops on the ground across the world. So what they wanted was ideology, finance, control through IMF. And
roundtable groups.
Roundtable groups. And then, of course, the idea ultimately that no nation is sovereign. They hate nation states because the idea of a nation state, the Treaty of Westphalia system going back to the late 17th century,
Sure.
Which allowed for our country to exist, you know, based on that same principle, is that, you know, a country is sovereign within its borders. It has the right to develop itself, you know, according to its constitution, according to its people's will. And they'd say, no, it's not according to your people's will. It's going to be according to our will. We're going to blow your country up. We're going to blow.
And notice it's a corporate model, just like the British East India Company ran India for hundreds of years. It was a private corporation. That's all globalism is they're exempt from the rules. We're all under this yoke of tyranny. And now under Obama, they're launching all these peace wars. How do you think things are going for the global controllers?
Well, they're in desperate trouble. I mean, that's why I'm saying read Ben Fulford's work on this gold issue, because there's some serious, it's called the Keegan lawsuit. These guys are from Chinese side, or the so-called Dragon Family, are suing the globalists to get their gold back. Because the point is that there's so much gold that's been hoarded by the Federal Reserve Bank, the Rothschild family, these Western Illuminati families basically have been stealing gold. And now through legal means, the Chinese and others are actually trying to, what we call the White Dragon, or the White Hat faction, are trying to get accountability for this gold.
Did you notice that Chavez has demanded his gold?
Good, because what happens is these countries seize them. I mean, the point is that when we invade Iraq, when we and the British invade Libya and Iraq and these countries, we're stealing the gold. That's what's being looted in the process, you know. And you're also doing a controlled disintegration project where you're arming the various sides. So, of course, you know, the financier elite is always profiting from financing both sides and creating so-called controlled disintegration. If you can't control the system, they then have a policy which is controlled disintegration of that system. And you try to control the rate of decline, and then by smashing it, you basically, it's like when the Rockefeller Empire was smashed, and as opposed to one consolidated power, they then had control of like 20 different companies. Right?
Now it's a hydra, which can even hide better and create monopolies that are even more powerful. Yeah. I mean, they say the Rothschilds are obsessed with hiding the fact that they've got trillions in different loot. And I agree with you. Things are not going well for the globalists, but that's what's so dangerous.
They want to blow it up. They want World War III. I mean, the point about Iran is Russia is as the last nation is actually protecting sovereign nation states at this point. When Putin said that, you know, you're facing a cult of violence, he's saying that because he knows how insane Obama is and his controllers, his British masters. And actually, the Jin people told me that Obama answers directly to the Queen. And there's indications, they said, from the way that he behaved when he went to meet her, that she is basically his psychic sorcerer, let's call it, or controller. Because historically, the Illuminati have a ruler, and then they have some kind of Merlin figure, a sorcerer, who's involved in protecting them psychically and conjuring Jin and conjuring the demonic powers by which they can rule. So apparently the relationship of Obama to the Queen is exactly that.
All right.
He is her puppet.
All right, I want to be clear here. We can prove that in this reality that the British royalty, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, they want world government eugenics. I have their own documents. That's crazy enough. People can't believe it. I've never seen these things you're talking about. I know the elites believe in them and are very serious about it. But Sean, I've met you a few times in person, talked to you on the phone, had you on the show. You come across as a nice person who believes what they're saying, and you come across as an intelligent person, and of course you have a very famous father, and then you're here on air, you know, saying you've recognized Islam and that you're communicating with entities called genies. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't say, you know, come on, are you doing, I mean, is this some type of elaborate psyop? Or is this real things that have happened to you? And then why are you saying these things on air? Even if they're true, are you worried about being attacked?
No, I'm not saying that I personally communicate with genies. I mean, I've received phone calls and communications from people who could be sorcerers, frankly. I mean, I'm not entirely clear of what level of operation they're involved with. But I mean, whether or not the CIA, ONI, defense, the DIA. I mean, there's many different agencies that can be involved in this and that are monitoring me. This I know. Even, you know, the fact is that I was told about the strike in New York. Remember when New York and Virginia were hit in August 23rd of last year? I was called on June 29th and told 55 days till blackout. And this was one of those people that I don't know exactly who he is. I've never seen him face to face. I've only received phone calls, and I'm not sure if he's which intelligence agency he works with. I'm not sure who he, you know, what faction he's for, but he told me 55 days to blackout. 55 days later, Virginia got the earthquake. New York followed the same week that a storm hit, you know, a tsunami hit New York. I mean, this is insane.
Let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there because, you know, when I've talked to you personally and, you know, when we've hung out and, you know, worked on the TV show, I don't bring up the questions that everybody I know constantly brings up. But, you know, here's your father, one of the most famous directors in history, and I've got to ask you, what does he think about all the things you're doing, or is that private?
There's, you know, you speak with a lot of people around the film business. There's an awareness of the spiritist realm. There's a level of, there's a very strong spiritual realm, spiritual awareness. He's someone that has gone through that. I mean, you can see it in The Doors. You can see his relationship to Buddhism that follows with Heaven and Earth and other films. He's aware of demons. He's very aware of these things. Ultimately, does he believe in this, what I'm talking about? I don't know. I would say that's a long conversation. And frankly, you know, there's things that he will say and won't say. The same with Steven Spielberg or any of these people. You know, if you think about it, why are they making movies? Why is Spielberg making movies about aliens so much? And, why does Hollywood propagate certain stories, you know, alien invasions, blackouts.
Sure, there's a lot we don't know, and that's what the occult's all about. Well, let me put it to you this way. You told me some stuff that fits in with information I've gotten from separate people that are at your level of connections and things I've personally witnessed growing up in Dallas and then also Bohemian Grove, so experiences I've had. And at the time, you didn't say, this is off record, don't say anything, but later I said, hey, I'm going to bring this up. You said, no, no, no. I mean, when are you going to talk about the things that you know about the Illuminati?
I think that'll come out in the course of the next year if we can do a documentary on this stuff and actually document it. I mean, I've seen photographs of some of the rituals beyond what you did. I mean, actual, like, you know, estates, private estates where the cloaks are on. It looks like, you know, Eyes Wide Shut.
Sean, you haven't just seen photographs, right? I mean, you've got some other sources here.
I have other sources. I've never been invited. I'm hoping to.
All right. But, I tell you what. whatever.
That, we're trying to investigate this stuff and take and actually document as clearly as possible on camera what's going on. This is, you know, but it's very serious to these people, and they, you know, are not. They have killed in the past to quiet it and make sure that people don't know the truth. But I think that this is 2012, 2013. This is the time for
awareness. Well, look at what happened to Kubrick. They did cut 24 minutes of that film. He refused to cut it and died the day he refused because he had final cut. Then they cut it and released it.
Yeah. I can tell you one thing. My friend Alex, who was on the show with you last time, he saw lights in the sky over, where was it? It was off the coast of Jersey.
And there was a bunch of crazy stuff just happening in Phoenix, but go ahead.
This was actually when Occupy Wall Street had been shut. Remember the week that Occupy Wall Street in New York, they shut down Zuccotti Park, and
yeah.
Then that week, then they returned to the bridge. Well, the night they shut it down, there was serious activity in the sky on the coast of Jersey, right across from New York upstate. It's like the Pacific Highway there. And the point is that there was a whole town that got shut down. Actually, the cops blocked everyone, all traffic entering this area, Nyack, New Jersey. So they block, or is it New York? Nyack, New York. But the point is that they block this whole town. And Alex was checking it out because he's like, why is there so much going down? Oh, they said that there was a power outage or something. But no one was allowed to go to their homes. No one could even enter. Well, he saw a couple things in the sky. And next thing he knows, he's taken in by men in black. Basically, they arrest him in the woods where he sees this. He's thrown into Greystone Mental Hospital for a night. He then, you know, is drugged. He calls me from the hospital. He's like trying to get out, and he's drugged out of his mind. I just tell him, okay, just sleep it off. Wake up in the morning. He gets out. He can't get any records. They deny that he was ever there. This is how these guys operate. You understand? And they try to then build a case. That's why a lot of people who ultimately are around the Illuminati, people like Arizona Wild and others, they end up in mental hospitals because they get forced into it. And the point is, once you're there...
Well, then they use the mental hospital as the cover. That came out with Ewing Cameron. Thousands of school children they would kidnap. This is on History Channel. In Virginia and up over the border in Canada, and they would actually create mind control slaves. This is declassified, and they would run it out of mental hospitals.
Right, exactly. In fact, my friend was telling me last night how the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is run by two of the head guys there are psychiatrists trained from Tavistock in England, right? So what they'll do is they'll have you go to prisons in, you know, around these countries in Egypt or Israel, wherever it may be, and they'll basically start to psychiatrically analyze the profile of the prisoners there and decide who's useful to be, you know, a candidate for extremism, for terrorism, for murder, and that's how they recruit people. You know,
No. I knew this 8 years ago, but now it's been admitted. You're absolutely right. They have the real camp X-ray at Guantanamo within the base. Army and CIA psychiatrists run it. And that's why all the new al-Qaeda leadership are picked up as 14, 15, 16 there, taken, tortured, trained, and then released, and then they command the new al-Qaeda.
Right.
That's why the leader of al-Qaeda in Syria and the one in Libya were actually at that base for 5 or 6 years apiece. You're absolutely right. But it's even admitted that they are in there torturing them and mind controlling them in there. So Guantanamo is actually a terrorist factory.
Exactly. That's the whole point. It's old British Tavistock style of operating. You profile people. You build terrorists. You deploy them around the world. I mean, it's like this. You got to wake up. I mean, people have got to wake up to this fact. These terrorists are known entities. You can go to any city and talk to a police officer. They know who the mob guys are. They know who are the most drug dealers are. They know the most likely candidates for murder and crime. I mean, this is just basic police work. So you're going to tell me, you know, Osama bin Laden sitting in Pakistan for 10 years and no one even noticed this? I mean, we live in delusion. We live in the Wizard of Oz reality. And I think people are waking up step by step. But the big problem, Alex, is how do you get information across? When there's how many millions of websites available for information, for traffic, and then you get Fox News and obviously the major news networks who completely cover up any aspect of reality, and they spin you lies, but at least online there's available information, but there's just so much out there.
What do you think the system's going to do, though, to try to block out the awakening? They're openly wanting to censor now.
They openly want to censor the internet, and I was told that's what the Bilderberg group decided last year. Who was it? The famous Daniel Estulin, I think, said that from the last Bilderberg conference that was discussed. The policy agenda would be to censor the internet as best they could. And then there was obviously this bill that was brought up earlier this year. I'm not sure what happened with it.
No, Jim Tucker said the same thing, and then boom, as soon as that conference was over, it began in earnest. Let me raise this point. So it's fair to say the media twisted what you said. All you did was recognize that Islam, from its founding, from your perspective, is worshiping the same God and we shouldn't have war with each other. They spun that like it was a bad thing and that you had now, you know, basically gotten married to Ahmadinejad.
Well, you know, I ultimately ended up becoming his defender when I was simply trying to point out that he's not a madman. You see, if you can turn the president of that country into a madman, some mad dictator, then it's very, then you can't have dialogue with the guy, right? You can't have dialogue with that country, even though he doesn't even run the country. But aside from that fact, you know, that he's a president within a Republican structure, he doesn't have as much power as our president, who's, you know, the biggest fascist in the world at this point. But I'll get into that in a second. So the point is that if Ahmadinejad is mad and he's a warmonger, he wants to destroy Israel, we can't talk to him, we can't negotiate with him, we have to attack, or we have to basically promote the idea of destroying him. So I'm basically saying, no, these people are rational, reasonable people. The same thing that actually came out a week later when the Joint Chief of Staff chairman comes out and says the same thing. Iran is a rational actor. This is, you know, completely absurd. It's not prudent to bomb Iran. I mean, they've given us all the ammunition now to destroy Obama. NDAA in place. He asked Carl Levin and the Congress to make sure that U.S. citizens can now be targeted by our military. U.S. citizens can be picked up and detained. Are we out of our minds? What happened to our country? We've destroyed the Constitution blatantly, openly, and no one says a thing.
Well, I'm glad you raised that. We have the NDAA passing. They're passing laws for felonies if you protest. They're openly saying the UN and globalists run war-making powers, and the Congress is vestigial. I mean, this is off the charts.
Off the charts. He's assassinated American citizens. He's deploying drones across the country. But more importantly, he states it openly. U.S. citizens can be detained indefinitely by the military. Okay, destroy due process, destroy habeas corpus. That's our constitutional basis right there. The U.S. military is going to be used against our citizens? They now have martial law in place. The only question is when they want to use it and to what extent. And we basically said, oh, because it's Obama and he seems like a smart guy. The guy is like Thulsa Doom from Conan. He's a cult leader with a good voice and he knows how to hypnotize people. That's the way I look at him. And we better get him out of office so we can get another Democratic candidate, because otherwise this guy may not go away. It may be more than 4 years. I could imagine if he's ready to shred the Constitution about military arrests, who knows, he could become a dictator.
No, I've got to say it. I mean, as bad as Bush was, Obama is even worse. I mean, he is just totally assassinating the Republic right now. We'll break it down straight ahead with Sean Stone.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes in place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows.
But you can't turn things around until you can actually recognize that you have a problem.
Everybody knows the fight.
We'll be back tonight with the Nightly News, 7 o'clock. Back tomorrow, Lord willing. We've only got 5 minutes left with Sean Stone. Always great to have him on. Sean, I never ask you this. What's the best web address or place to go for people to find some of the things you're up to?
Oh, man. I got to set up a website. That's all there is to it. I've been posting all these interviews and whatnot on Facebook. They're obviously on YouTube, but I have to consolidate it. And now's the time to do it. So once I get it up, I'll let you know.
All right, we've got 5 minutes left, so there's so many questions I've got, but what are points you'd like to make before we're out of time?
The point is that, we got to avoid this World War III, first of all. This is very serious. I mean, the Russians are not joking when they say that they don't want to see Iran attacked or the Syrian regime overthrown, and we don't know to what level they'll actually go in terms of putting boots in the ground. I mean, don't forget, Iran is on their border. It shares the Caspian Sea with them. Right. And historically, the Russians have been known to intervene, whether it be Afghanistan or Georgia, when the West starts to mess around, screw around on its border. So if you think that, we're just gonna bomb Iran's enrichment facilities or whatnot and get away with it, first of all, Iran's gonna retaliate, and we don't know what capacity, whether it be Hezbollah attacking Israel or else something abroad. But the point is that they're rational in that sense. If they're attacked, they'll respond. And what will the Russians do? Will they start launching missiles at the Israelis? I mean, I get a feeling. That our military is really making a very strong stand here against Obama, because Obama's committed us to backing into a World War III by Obama saying, we're unconditionally supporting Israel by giving them bunker busters and other very advanced techniques, technology for waging an offensive war against Iran. So basically Obama, on one hand, he says we want to talk to Iran. On the other hand, he's basically bolstering Israel and apparently cutting deals, saying hold off the attack until after the election. But it may not be that long. The point is, these guys want it, as the Joint Chiefs have said, they want it before summer, by about June, because by June, sandstorms start to pick up and becomes much more risky in operation. So,
and now three aircraft carriers are massing there. People have to understand, it's not America versus Russia. The global bankers are playing all these countries off against each other, and they want to sit back and watch us go into debt and use the war as a distraction from them absorbing the euro and announcing world government.
Exactly. And that's their next step. But the real thing is, these guys are lunatics. I mean, are they going to prompt a nuclear engagement between the sides? Because obviously that's what's being looked at right now. I mean, the Russian military and our military are looking at the old mutual assured destruction scenarios in terms of their technologies. Now, obviously their technology has advanced 20 years or more. We don't know exactly where we are with these electromagnetic pulse weapons, things that could wipe out energy grids and our power. But obviously I know that we have martial law established now in this country, so that we're basically prepared, it seems, for some kind of worldwide engagement. And
you just hit the key. They are building bunkers, storing food, getting martial law ready publicly, and setting up an architecture for World War III. I mean, they are, again, Europe and Latin America, the Middle East, they're not even the primary target. We in the West are the target of this war because, again, the globalists are outside of us. They're playing us off against each other.
Precisely. These guys have no allegiance to America. We've got to stop thinking that this financial faction of Wall Street has anything to do with America. Wall Street is the biggest terrorist that we face as American people. Our enemy is imperialism. We are a sovereign republic. We believe in the idea of a republic being sovereign over its territory, over its finance and economics. Wall Street has no allegiance to us. So why should we have allegiance to them? Why are we bailing out these guys who are international in their nature?
It's not just that they don't have allegiance, as you said. Wall Street is financing getting rid of our republic and our freedom.
Exactly. They're the biggest terrorists we face. Wall Street has terrorized more people than Iran ever could in America, across the world.
Sean, I want to get you back up next week or even sooner just on Iran, because this is so important. Just amazing information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.